This is Anna Guerra, your host, and welcome to episode 14 of Being a Microsoft Intern and to my daily podcast. Today, it is Saturday afternoon. I had some things planned out for this weekend, but ended up not happening. But here I am anyway. I'm going to take this time, take this weekend just for me and just for you guys as well to make as much content as possible, starting out by this episode of Being a Microsoft Intern. And the topics for today are how I just thought it was someone else who did all the hard stuff, you know, deliveries, giveaways, but it ends up it's the intern, it's me. And how social media isn't that fun anymore, and you'll understand why. And what might be some things to improve about me as an intern at Microsoft, as someone who is the PR and social media manager for Xbox Portugal. Things that I want to do to become a better working person. Yeah. So, let's go for it. Like I was saying, the first thing that I want to tell you guys about is how basically the hard stuff, I'm the one who has to do them. And I'm gonna give you a few examples. You know, let's imagine this scenario. There are four TVs, four 4K TVs of 43 inches that arrive at Microsoft and therefore some kind of event that is happening with Xbox. You would think that someone like me who is, I don't know, how tall I am in feet, but for those of you who understand meters, I am 1.64 meters or 164 centimeters, and I'm not that, I don't have that much strength either. I don't work out, I just try not to eat that much, try to live a little bit healthy and be happy. You know, I'm not working out, I don't lift weights. I'm not used to bringing stuff. Well, now I am, because with Microsoft and with Xbox, I have to carry a lot of boxes, a lot of things. But going back, these four TVs just arrived. You'd think there would be someone, ideally a man, because, you know, men genetically have more strength than women. Even two men who would come and help bring the TVs to wherever they have to be, because obviously they can't stand at the doorway at Microsoft in the reception, right? But no, it's me, and I'm the one who puts them all in this like little cart, and the cart helps me bring the TVs to the Xbox room. And that's a little thing, but you know, every day there I'm sending consoles back and forth. Okay, consoles are easy to bring, but sometimes I have to have like three consoles at a time. Just yesterday I was checking out demo units for Xbox. If you don't know what are demo units, it's basically this kind of structure where you have like a furniture and then you have the TV and the console displayed there. They're inside the structure and it kind of creates like this little demonstration for people to try out Xbox without having, you know, to have a separate TV, separate thing. Everything is connected with just one wire that goes straight into the plug. And I was checking a few of our demo units because some of them were not okay, they were broken, and I was trying to fix a few. And for example, one of the problems that one of the demo units had was that the HDMI entrance, it wasn't recognizing, so there was no picture to be shown because it said there's no HDMI signal, no TV signal. So I was kind of holding the screen, and the screens are super big, and trying to put it and then trying to put it in the structure again, and everything is super heavy and there's like metal structures with it, and yeah, and I'm like, please, can somebody help me? And then someone comes and they help me. But still, I have to do most of the things initially by myself, which is not cool. And just not in terms of strength, but there's a bunch of other activities that take a lot of work, and I'm the one that has to do them as well. It sounds like I'm complaining a lot, and maybe I am. Maybe, you know, just suck it up and do this stuff. But, you know, I always thought there would be someone else who would do these things for me, but no. So imagine if there's a giveaway that someone has to do. I did like a contest, and then we're going to give out the games, or we're going to give something else. You know, I need to do the wrapping of the games and with the things inside and everything. I have to write down the address on the box, and then I have to ship it and make sure it gets there. You know, I'm in control of the whole damn process. The problem is, quite often, I really, really like these tasks because it's the only time in my day when my head isn't frying from all the decisions I have to make. It's just simple. It's something like, there's a card, you printed this card, and now you have to cut the card and make sure you don't leave any white edges, you just cut it the right way. It's those simple things, and I appreciate them just the same way as I appreciate doing my own dishes. Now, why is social media not that fun anymore? So as someone who is working for PR and social media management, I pretty much have to know what is being said about Microsoft and about Xbox. So I frequently check out news, videos on YouTube, streams on Twitch, and just try to understand what is being said. And first of all, what is being said by the people who are already working alongside with us. So influencers that might be working with us, or bigger partners in terms of media and etc. And the competition as well, in a way. And obviously, this is important because I need to understand how they're feeling, if they're happy about Xbox, if they're not, what needs to be improved. And obviously find new opportunities to collaborate with these people, you know. If, for example, I'm watching a video and there's this really big influencer who just bought an Xbox One X, then it might be interesting for me, if they fit the brand, to contact them and to tell them, hey, would you like to collaborate with us on this and that? Let me give you these games so you can showcase them and, you know, see the differences between X and another console or whatever, really. And try to work with them, because there's an opportunity there and you really need to take these opportunities. And that's the thing with social media as well, is that the opportunity, it's that day, it's maximum during those 3 days, and then it goes away. You know, it's just not relevant anymore and you lose the timing. So I really have to be in shape in terms of knowing what is up. And just recently, there's someone we've been working with in terms of streaming. And you know, when there are streamers who do like 4 hour streams, it's crazy because I should be watching those, but obviously I'm not watching the whole stream. I'm watching a little bit because I'm interested, and you know, also listening to what they're saying about Xbox, what they've said about an upcoming collaboration or something. So it is interesting how that's part of my daily job, and that's okay. But still, like sometimes, for example, if I'm working in the office, I might feel uncomfortable to be watching a video, but that's my job. I have to know these things. But it just makes me uncomfortable when other people around me are like spending hours looking at an Excel file, and there I am watching YouTube videos, and that's my job, you know. It's just crazy. And the other thing, I've kind of mentioned this before, it's kind of, where does this good cop, bad cop relationship end? You know, you want to be friends with the influencer, they might be around the same age as you, you want to be cool, but then you also have to keep that little distance between them because, you know, they're like a media, or they're an influencer and you're the brand, and you always represent the brand, you know. And when are you off record, when are you not? So it really is a complicated thing, and something that I want to explore more here on Anchor as well to you guys. It's just this this kind of double-edged sword that it is to represent the company and also to be an influencer myself, not an actual influencer, but someone who is speaking out loud, someone who is acting like a blogger and sharing their opinion online. And especially in my case, I'm documenting my journey as an intern, but I'm also someone who's supposed to be some kind of spokesperson for Xbox in Portugal. So it really is a very, very interesting situation, but very, very hard for me as well. But the biggest reason why social media isn't as fun anymore for me is now I enter Instagram and the first stories, you know, Instagram stories, the first stories that come up in my Instagram are from people who are in the Xbox stratosphere or in the gaming stratosphere and that I should be followed because I'm interested in working with them in the future or I'm working with them right now and I want to see how they're doing. I want to be up to date with them to have this kind of collaboration with them as much as possible from one side to the other and work as partners. That's how I want to lead the collaborations for Xbox, really as partners and people who work together, who give recommendations from one side to the other instead of just being me like, oh, let's do this and that, blah, blah, blah. Do you guys think this is possible? Not just like that, but really drink from their insights as well. And that happens with Instagram, that happens with Facebook a little bit, especially like Instagram and Twitter. Twitter, I'm filled with people that I want to work with or that I'm working with right now, and I'm listening to them, and you know, it is hard, and that's why social media sometimes isn't as fun anymore because now I'm representing a brand. Everything that I say online, you know, I can't just go over to Twitter and write some random stuff about someone I met or something that happened on Xbox in my own day. I can't just go on and talk like stuff about other people like that. It's very, very sensitive subject. And that is hard for me a lot of times because over this period, especially when I was in university, I was very, very, very much used to be able to say what I want because I was representing the university in a way, but it's a very, very less serious subject as me representing Microsoft in one place and on a second level and probably on a much bigger scale, I'm representing Xbox in Portugal because first and foremost, I'm the PR person for Portugal and I'm the face for media, I'm the face for influencers. So it really is a very, very interesting but tough subject. What do you guys want to say about this? Do you have any recommendations? I think it's a very, very interesting subject that it would be cool to start a conversation right here on Anchor or whatever other platform. Just get those messages, get those conversations up on Twitter and on Instagram. You know what my name is, NRL. Gary should be able to find me. So if you want to talk a little bit more about this, let me know and we can discuss this a little bit more in the next few episodes. And the last thing for today, which I don't want to go too on about because we've already dragged the last segment for quite a while, and I also want to talk about this last part a little bit more thoroughly in the next episodes, but still, there's something in Microsoft called the Buddy Program. So when you enter Microsoft as an intern or as a Mac, and I have my own buddy, I was assigned to my buddy on the first day that I arrived at Microsoft, and sometimes we do these meetings where we talk a little bit more about how I'm doing, you know, if I'm feeling motivated or not, what I think should change about my behavior so I can become more motivated, how can I succeed better at Microsoft, these kinds of conversations. And two things that I want to share with you, which I want to start doing better. And like I said, I'm going to talk about this a little bit more in detail in the future, but you know how I've been hustling so hard and doing all of these things by myself, or maybe I haven't explained that much here, but really most of the times decisions are made by myself, things I'm doing, it's because I want to do them, because I took the initiative to do something. But a lot of times, because I'm working on an Iberia structure and my team is, all of my team is in Spain, and a lot of things are decided just by me, there's a lot of information that gets lost on the way because I haven't been as good on documenting my actions to the people that are in charge and to the people that I report to. So one of the things that I want to do better is to document my actions better, because that's very important for the future. You know, they can know, oh, things are working out there, you know, it's just happening, but it's very different to know that Anna is in control. Anna knows what she's doing, she's giving us reports, she's managing the brand, she's making things grow, she's doing this event, she's trying out new things on social media. All of that is very, very different degree of understanding and of work. So I want to do that better document my actions, and I will let you know in the future how I'm doing that. And also, just there's a lot of things that I think are not working as well in our team. And especially after reading the Hacking Marketing book, which for those of you who have been following me on Instagram, you might have seen me showing off some quotes from that book. But especially after reading that book, which still haven't finished, but almost at the end, I'm learning about teams. I'm learning how teams work, how marketing has changed so much, and how we need to be agile in Lean and all of those methodologies, which you might have heard about or you might have not. If you haven't, I definitely recommend on reading about that, because, you know, agile methodologies work not just for marketing, but for a bunch. They started off with software, and a lot of methodologies have been applied to marketing, but they're still very much applicable to other areas, which might be your area. But yeah, just learning how to communicate with my team better and all that. I have a bunch of recommendations and things that I want to analyze with the people I'm working with the rest of the team in Spain, which I think might be improvements. And I do have to work on making very, very compelling pitch and with very clear implementation steps and everything, because, you know, I'm just an intern. I just arrived. I've been here for like 2-3 months. You know, who is she to tell someone who's been working in the industry and leading this team for a bunch of years to do things differently? You know, it is something hard, but it's something that I want to do, and I'm sure some things will change for the better. And that's it, guys, for today. This was episode 14 of the Being a Microsoft Intern series. I'm still here. I'm still telling you all about it. And it's going to be like this at least till the end of the internship. As always, I'm here for you, and I'm going to be telling you all about what it's like to be an intern at Microsoft Portugal. And I'll see you very, very soon. Bye.